AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Dallas have confirmed the suspect who opened fire at police headquarters this morning is dead. The police chief in Dallas says they are very lucky no one was injured in the shooting.
It raised the hair on the back of your neck pretty quickly, just thinking of what could have happened, his intent, and how we dodged bullets.
The suspect later took off in a van and was later shot. Two additional pipe bombs were found in his vehicle. Chief David Brown says the suspect identified himself as James Bulware, and he told officers he blamed them for losing custody of his son. Police in Columbus, Ohio are looking for a suspect after four people were found shot to death in the basement of a home. A teenage girl was injured. The neighborhood is being searched. And it's her first major presidential campaign speech. In New York, Hillary Rodham Clinton said prosperity must be shared by everyone.
It was a wide-ranging 45-minute long speech where Clinton made promises and talked policy like education benefits, family strengthening programs, immigration reform, and economic opportunity.
I'm not running for some Americans, but for all Americans.
She also slammed the Republicans.
They're all singing the same old song. A song called Yesterday.
Clinton also praised her mother, who as a teen worked as a housekeeper. On Roosevelt Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Experts from the World Health Organization and South Korea are downplaying any concern about the spread of the MERS virus. 14 people have died in South Korea. Keiji Fukada with the WHO says some South Koreans have the habit of visiting more than one facility to treat the same infection.
The practice of seeking care at many different medical facilities, so-called doctor shopping, may have been a contributing factor.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama's top military advisor is calling for patience in the fight against the Islamic State group.
General Martin Dempsey is not far from calling it a career after 41 years with the Army. He's on one of his last overseas trips before finishing his four-year stint as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he told U.S. troops stationed in Italy, we would probably defeat the militants on, let's say, a faster timeline, but at some considerable cost to our young men and women in uniform. And then another group would step in, he says, to replace the Islamic State group. So, he adds, the present campaign is built on the premise it has to be won by coalition partners and by the Iraqis themselves. He says if that assumption changes, he'll go to work on Plan B. Kyle McKinnon, London.
A senior official in Iran says authorities with access to classified information will be banned from using smartphones. The fear in Tehran is that smartphone makers, all based in the West, could have access to data stored on the phones. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big.